Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And welcome to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. That's right, baby. Here we go every Sunday at 1 Pacific Standard Time. Dave's Good Vibration Station, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. As you guys know, this is the show. To raise your vibration. That's right. Sit up, guys. It is another Sunday. Another beautiful, blessed, heavenly, angelic Sunday. Filled with limitless opportunity that lies within your hands, that lies within our ability, your ability, the individual's ability to narrate their own story. Right? So this is something that's actually a topic that is not as focused upon as it necessarily should be. And that is the relationship that we have in regards to telling our own life story. Now check that out. The relationship that we have in regards to telling our own life story. So as you guys know, on the Vibration Station, my beautiful, beloved, and angelic co-host, my dear brother Colin, how you doing, baby?
Delicious. How are you guys doing today?
Just fantastic. I'm going to speak for all you guys. I'm going to speak for the collective consciousness of you guys. So today's show actually revolves around narrative. So it was Colin that brought the topic, or brought the idea, brought the understanding of narrative to me. Right. So I've always understood the idea, the understanding. It didn't make sense. I've always understood the idea of telling your own story, right? That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, dictating your own story.
Okay, well, so there's like several ways to do it. You could be the protagonist. You can be
right.
The antagonist. You can be in your own life story. You can be
yes.
telling a story about how you went to Disneyland and you picked up a balloon and you gave it to a kid. It could be a really happy story, but where did you get the balloon? Who did you take the
right.
balloon from? You know, like,
yes.
It's how you tell the story that really affects how people interpret it, because you're not telling the whole story. Generally, you tell the parts that you want to elaborate
impress
on.
Upon. Yeah. And elaborate on. Right.
Yeah.
So, okay. So the idea behind what we're sharing with you guys today is that you have the power You, each and every single one of us, we all have the power to be our own narrators, to narrate our own life story. What does that mean? It means that when life starts to get a little tough or rough, when we feel like we've been pushed around a bit, we get to tell ourselves a different story. We get to actually choose to no longer accept possibly an old story and replace that with a new one. Or if so necessary, then we marinate in the old energy and do whatever healing is necessary. The importance of today's show is to understand the fundamental value of you telling your own story. You, as a human being, a spiritual being, we're not human beings in a spiritual experience, we're spiritual beings having a human experience.
Yeah.
Of course, right? So loop back around.
Okay, so like when I'm describing my own life, I use this process called bullet journaling. It's like, I don't think it's new or anything, but it's essentially an organized way to, it's a way to organize your journal and just be able to narrate things in a more organized fashion using tags or whatever.
Right.
And I think that if you can find your own interpretation of an organized journal, that way you could describe yourself best, and you can describe yourself to yourself.
Wow.
And then that way you can become more powerful by finding the thing yourself that that you need to elaborate on, it's all about writing. It's all about getting all of your thoughts on paper and being able to dissect them.
Right.
And see them all in one place. Mind maps are a great thing.
Yes. Yes.
I'm kind of like trying to figure that out in digital space. Like,
totally. Yeah. No. And there's and I'm so glad that you brought that up. Like, there's so many different ways to literally map this out, to actually be able to measure this, right? This is like measurable stuff, guys. Ooh. It's literally about telling your own story. So, for example,
as loud as possible.
Oh, I love it. I love it, dude.
Like,
yeah.
Tell your own story as loud as possible to as many people as you can.
Yes.
There's like, I don't know. I really love that point. There's like, Amazon has this really great program where you can do self-authoring. It doesn't cost a lot of money, and you can sell the book by order. And it's like, it really helps because it doesn't need to be a full book. You can just make like a zine, which is like a little magazine, or you can do anything, and you could sell it self-published on a big bookstore like Amazon, just send people links or whatever. And it's like, you just need to be as loud as possible while telling your story to yourself so that you can elaborate on yourself.
Wow. Did you hear that, guys? I love it. It's the truth. No, that is like, that actually, pure wisdom that literally could not have been said better is tell your story the way that you want your life to pan out. Tell your story the way you want your story to pan out. And by vibrational law, it must. It must.
What does your life look like in 1 year? What does your life look like in 5 years? 5 years? How far away is 5 years? I'm going to be 32,
right?
In 5 years.
Wow.
That's like insane, like, to think about. Far away. The last 5 years have been, I don't know, immeasurable.
Right?
But like, they went in a blink of an eye, but not really. Like,
right.
There's so much memory.
Yeah.
It's like, Yeah. I hope that life memory, that denseness, like, continues, and I want to tell that story as loud as possible.
That's beautiful. I love the emotion. And actually, that's what makes... This is real, dude. This is like raw emotion. This is real stuff. This is why we do what we do here on the Vibration Station. This is no BS, right? This is just like raw emotion. We're just a couple dudes just like you contemplating their purpose on a rotating, you know, ball in space. So basically, guys, you know, we're all here to collectively work together to tell the best story that we can possibly tell. And the more people that we get to tell the best story possible, this is how we literally create heaven on earth. And heaven on earth, heaven is not something that you have to wait for after you transition. No, heaven is absolutely a place in consciousness that you can be.
A place you create.
It is a place you create.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it is. Heaven is a place that you create. And knowing that and understanding that and embracing that is pretty much the fundamental root to all of your happiness. I mean, all happiness pretty much streams from our relationship with our story. What's our really, it's basically what's the relationship between the ego and the spirit, right? Or it's I guess the yin and the yang, but it's also about,
well, there's another side to it, like somebody said that music is like you're decorating time.
Ooh,
and then
I love that.
And then selling that you're decorating time. And I really like that idea of decorate time.
Wow.
In other ways, like movies, obviously, gifts. There has to be more than that. It has to be like, I want to like record a mind map, right? Be able to describe my thoughts and how I do blah, blah, blah.
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And these are all like very, precise tools. Like, if you guys really want to get like refined, yeah, absolutely. No, it's true. If you really want to refine yourself and refine your story, then this is how you do it. And there is nothing better that you can do for yourself. There is nothing better that you can do for humanity. There's nothing better that you can do for your loved ones than tell your story in the way that you want it to be lived. We get so easily caught up in forgetting that we have the power to change our current circumstances. We tend to fall very easily and slip back into old patterning, which pretty much allows us to not take responsibility for telling our own story. But the important aspect of that is basically, you know, all of life's power comes from being your own narrative. So, Colin, something that you had mentioned earlier, which I actually kind of want to dive a little bit deeper on it and touch on, is when you said, in your own story, you can be the narrator, you can be the protagonist, the antagonist. So, if you wouldn't mind, like, expanding a little bit more on what that, like how we can sometimes get caught up in our own lives and forget that we are the main characters in our own lives, you know?
And I think that people generally see themselves as the protagonist. Obviously, they're the spy, they're the charmer, the whatever
sure.
different descriptions of people, Frost, I guess, different themes and different narratives.
Right. Absolutely. So it's basically in a nutshell, we can do, see, so obviously you guys can hear this dead silence. So this air, right, this dead air is a product of pure and unadulterated, if I even know what the definition of that word is. What is the definition of unadulterated? Do you know what it is? I'm gonna make sure it's not weird or anything. Unfiltered? Okay, cool. Okay, beautiful. So this is, you can hear the rawness. This is once again just something that we like to embrace here on the Vibration Station, is the rawness. This is what it's about, guys. Digging deep into life, asking yourself these questions, defining for yourself how you can rewrite your own story.
Well, I am personally writing a story that I myself have the ability to control matter on an atomic scale to allow me to essentially do anything with any matter. And so what I've figured out is I really want to design this world where I am kind of like in an isolation chamber, just like in the back of a room, and I control a body that is like literally exactly but made out of, like, let's say sand or whatever, and I feel myself there. I'm like, I want to be able to turn water into gold.
Right.
Like, I feel like I can do it because I, like, not that I know how to do that. That would be awesome if I
alchemy.
Knew that.
Alchemy, yeah, right.
But I've not studied.
Sure, alchemy, sure, sure,
but,
sure.
But at the same time, I put myself there
right.
because I really like being exactly. And I, not that that's a realistic character, but we do that in our own lives with other, like, I don't know. I do that all the time with people that I really look up to. I'm like,
absolutely.
Oh, I become that person.
Yes.
And I'm like, I like get enthralled by everything that they are. And
yes.
I become that. And
right.
then it becomes, let's say, too much or not, or whatever.
Right.
It just, then it balances out.
Exactly. No, it's so true. And actually, that's a great point to bring up too, is the balance, right? So there is a balance, obviously, in telling your own story. Right. Through this human experience, there's always ups and downs. There's always trials and tribulations. There's always going to be contrasting experiences. Right now, you guys couldn't even imagine the depth of what's actually, talk about contrasting experiences, man. Colin's really, you know what? Let's say a prayer. Let's do a prayer. So for anybody that's listening, Colin's dad is Colin's beautiful, beautiful, angelic heavenly father that we love so much. We're doing a meditation for him tonight. And
satsang.
A satsang.
Which is like a... We're chanting, and that's the more specific version we're doing. But
right.
Like a satsang is just any kind of like spiritual like gathering, but it's more specifically.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Like a collective consciousness of healing and prayer and energy. So I'd just like to take, just like for anybody that's listening right now, we're going to take our intention. We're going to take a moment. And you're going to breathe in this air, because this is the best thing that you could do with your time. Don't listen to me talk. Don't listen to anybody do anything.
Breathe in the air. Now in this moment, we want to envision healing energy going into ourselves. Because the only way to heal other people is by healing ourselves first. We can only extend our ability to help or assist or heal another to the extent that we've allowed ourselves to grow and heal and push beyond our comfort zones. So these are thoughts and different webs of consciousness that you can choose to get into if you so choose, of course. It will allow you to access happier, healthier, wiser, wealthier, more prosperous, more abundant, more joyful, more happiness, more perfection, alignment, synchronicity, divine synchronicity, guidance. All these things, guys, this is the moment, right? If there's one thing that I can do, if I have captured your time, then thank you, number one. Number two, if there's one thing that I can do to honor your time most, it would be to tell you to focus on your breath. Focus on how much you love yourself so you can extend that love like branches and then like leaves off the branches to different people and to different aspects and to different facets and to different layers of your life and to different matrices of your experience. If that makes any sense. Preach. Because actually, that's a great thing to think about is here we are every Sunday sharing with people on a station that we call Dave's Good Vibration Station. Dave, I am Good Vibration Station. It's whoever you are, Good Vibration Station. That's what it is. That's what it's meant to be, is you are the good vibration, right? So we're telling you on this Good Vibration Station to narrate your own story, to tell yourself the best possible circumstance that you can conjure up in your imagination and put yourself in the spot of that circumstance in that story that pleases you most. And if it's difficult, that's okay. It'll take time and you can work yourself up to it and you can easily find your way from being a background character in your own story, literally realizing that you are, when I say being a background character in your own story, I guess all I'm referring to is realizing that we surrender so much of our energy and so much of our power to so many people around us that sometimes we forget that we hold it within ourselves.
It's also how we view our lives. And
yeah,
since we normally view our lives that we are the protagonist, we kind of see everyone else as the antagonist behind it. not really, but in a way, like anyone that is worth talking to would be dating, and have each of you would have your own,
right?
And they might differ. Might be exactly the same. Who knows? But they would still there'd be information that both of you.
Yes.
That. There'd be one of you doesn't.
Yes, you know what I mean? There'd be a valuable exchange of information. There'd be like there'd be an exchange of information that was beneficial to both parties, and both parties are actually in you, and that's what this is all about.
But you could change the way,
right?
You could. So now, empathy, I think, is when kind of change those roles. So now, like. That's my understanding of empathy is where from an autistic view, like literally like I'm not the protagonist and now I'm the antagonist in this scenario. Now, my spouse is the good guy and I'm the bad guy.
Right.
And I can see what I did wrong and
yes.
I can work through that with her seeing both sides.
Yes.
And I hope that the person that's on the other side could do the thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Think about that. I mean, for real, guys, like, this is real stuff. Like, do you have these conversations with yourself? And if you find that you do not currently have conversations like this with yourself, then you might find
and have them with other people.
So true.
You can't have it with yourself. And that's hard because talking to yourself is like super real.
Right.
You can kind of like embellish your ego when you talk to other people however you want, really. And it's like I don't know, it's your own thing. When you talk to yourself, it's real, real, real.
Right.
Like, it's just...
The rawest, yeah. But then we also get caught up in these loops where sometimes in
loops
our...
Loops are just fear, though.
Right, that's so true, right? So in our own story, we create these loops of... And that's why... We continue to manifest the same thing over and over and over. And when I say we, I mean we as...
Everything is cyclical.
Right, right, exactly. Everything, everyone. When you... And once again, this loops back around to everything.
Here's something to think about. Everything in the whole universe is 99.9999% empty space.
Yeah.
We are built on a film of 0.00001% of all everything, of all space that exists.
In all time. But this matrix, this web, think about that.
Everything that we are is 0.00001% of all possible matter in the universe.
Yep.
Like, it's, I don't know, the number I can't really say, but...
No, 100, of course, right? So to even conceptualize it, not only is that just matter, but that's also time. Like, that's time and space. It's like totally very, very difficult to conceptualize. And
we are universes.
Yes.
And there's like universes between our atoms.
Yeah.
That are like size goes in and out.
Yes.
And it's just never ending.
It's like
breathing, I guess.
You know what? That is the loop. That literally is the yin and the yang. The breath in, breath out. That's perfect. That is the actual wow, that's crazy how that just kind of like looped around. Because that is literally the perfect manifestation, the perfect vocal manifestation, I guess, of yin and yang, breath in, breath out, the paradox of the universe, you know, The universe works in paradoxes, the catch 22. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Let's hear this. So explain to listeners what they're going to be.
Okay, so I really love creation myths from Native American that describe animals because I think they're really relevant to us, and we are very relevant to him. We share a lot of our DNA, most mammals.
Yes.
And it's just, anyways, I really love the way that they interpret the world.
Right.
With animals as their totems instead of humans.
Yes.
It like removes the ego, kind of.
Does. And in right before you get into this,
yeah.
Just keep in mind, guys, this all has to do with incorporating into your new story. So anything that makes you feel good, that resonates with you, literally, even seeing, making the shift within your mind from seeing animals or as just, as you said, basically how Native Americans have a tremendous amount of respect. There's
not only that, they're removing themselves.
Right.
They're removing their ego.
It's a,
and describing things outside themselves.
Yes.
Plants and animals.
They understand that they are one with their environment. They understand that it's like en la kitch a la ken, right? Like it's the mind saying, I am you as you are me, I love you as I love myself, right? It's understanding that everything is one. We are all one. Everything is interconnected. But within that, you have the ability to narrate your own story. With that information, Colin's going to share with you some kind of cool stuff just to incorporate into possibly narrating your story.
Well, this is when I know my memory, because I think I'm reading kind of sparked it. Okay, so there was this darkness that overlaid everything, and none of the animals could shake it, and it just like this dark air cold. The sun and super cold. After the day, they were so cold, nothing guided them. So all the animals got everywhere. Perhaps big and whatever, like monkeys, everything.
Right.
Okay. So all of them came to the front, like, okay, so like the hippo came towards me, I can do it, and tried to figure out a way to like bite down the blanket.
Right.
And then like the lion came out and he's like, I can do
this. Yeah.
And he try his best, and he would like get close as possible.
It's like claws. Yeah.
Okay, so then this hummingbird came close. I know I can do it. So the hummingbird tries really hard, and she gets really close, and she falls. The other animal grasping all these other animals. Other guidance, and the hummingbird, the lion starts talking. So all the other kind of bird as high as possible, by a little.
Wow.
And this hummingbird, 12 hours straight, with everything helping you, giving you water,
but
everything, the power, and I, don't know. Guidance to everyone. And it's just like, I love
my God, that's amazing. I got really, like, I got really emotionally invested in that. Like, I'm, gosh.
Guys, thank you for sharing your time with us. For real. This is awesome. Dave's Good Vibration Station every Sunday at 1 Pacific Standard Time on LATalkRadio.com, channel 1. If you guys are just tuning in, a little bit past halfway through the show, we are actually talking about telling your own story, narrative, what it means to literally dictate your own life, right? So for those of you that just tuned in with us, I want to make sure that we're all caught up to speed. By the way, I want to throw out a big thank you. Actually, we just got a huge thank you. Jason Marketing?
Jason from Stark Marketing. He's someone that I met through Uber, and he's helping us establish Divine Mind Tribe, who is our Instagram following. And
the sibling account to everything that we do at LA Talk Radio.
We are trying to develop this into what this talk radio station tries to do, is teach people. We're trying to do it as loudly as possible to as many people who will listen.
That's right.
And we're just trying to get as many resources as possible. So thank you for the shout out. And,
yeah. 100%. Thank you so much for the shout out. Jason at
Stark Marketing.
Dude, yeah. Thank you so much, Jason. Your love is felt, brother. And it's reciprocated right back from our hearts to yours, infinity fold, back and forth. Thank you so much.
And so the best thing for us to do in our lives is really get down to what roles we play in other people's lives and how we're interpreting how we're communicating with other people, because that's the most important thing
that
we can do is... I always find myself with certain people, like, really get on my nerves, and I can't talk to them, but and it's just because maybe we don't agree with our logic, it's just kind of pride. I don't know.
Right,
it
right.
It just doesn't make
There's
sense.
There's just, like, two magnets that, like, did.
It's like, no matter what I say, it doesn't make sense.
Exactly,
like,
right,
no
right.
What they say,
exactly, exactly, exactly.
And so we need to be able to take our own thoughts and put it somewhere. It doesn't
right.
necessarily need to be paper, but it can just be in a more organized fashion than just like all my thoughts everywhere.
Right.
Yes. Like 80 thoughts. Like,
yeah, right. Totally. Totally. And actually, which come to think of it, the average attention span for an American citizen, I believe, is like 2 seconds. 2 or 3 seconds. Basically, how much time people focus, like, until they get distracted. Do you know what I'm saying?
Huh.
Or until they're on to the next thought.
Let's talk about that. So
right?
we recently on the post had a post with 17K reads.
Yeah.
And so what that means in Instagram language, 17,000 people spent
18,000
people. Yeah. 18,000 people were at least kind of reading it. At least they weren't like scrolling through.
Right.
They were at least reading kind of what it was and
right.
maybe interpreting whatever they want. It doesn't mean that they commented. It just means, wow, that's 18,000 screens.
Yes.
That's like,
yeah.
That's more than, like, people in the TV marketing business. Like, I don't know, like, back in the day, like, 17,000 screens, they could dream of, like, a dedicated person looking at that
yeah.
exact thing. That's like, wow.
That's insane.
right? Yeah. And then to see like how far we've come to in like number one, like technology. No, please.
Oh, so sorry. I was gonna say, I learned about this in different cultures. Schizophrenia is actually kind of like happy, like thing, because people don't freak out as much as when they are in America. In America,
interesting.
We are so conditioned with so much negative media.
Yes,
that our schizophrenia here is significantly worse than a lot of the other parts of the world. Well, obviously, religion plays into that parts of the world, but still, it's like schizophrenia is way worse.
Yes,
and in places that we
right, yeah. And basically to get a deeper understanding, or I guess an overall understanding of what we're trying to share with you guys, is it's environment can definitely be more, just like Paramahansa Yogananda said, the great Paramahansa Yogananda, environment is more powerful than will. So your environment is actually more powerful than your will. See, that's the that's...
Of course, there could be a wall of fire in front of you.
Right.
Your will could, like, there's no way you can get through it.
Right.
It's, like, not possible without dying or whatever.
Right.
Or getting hurt. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's the most physical manifestation I can...
Right. And to even... Yeah, I mean, exactly. I couldn't elaborate even more on that. That's perfectly said.
So, but like the Native American story I told, the importance of it is that we just, like in America, we tell our stories, we characters and stuff like that. Where if we were to take out of it, just give ourselves totems, like give ourselves, like even. When you program, I love when people say, like, take out the really personal stuff. Don't describe anything. You just make everything. And it's like, then it's your own code. Nobody can figure it out because it's code within the code.
Sure.
Without even making
sense. Yeah, no, definitely. Right. And with this information, this is a myriad of information. We understand that this is a myriad of information. We understand this is a pool. This is a cauldron of information, right? And we are stirring, but we're not witches. We're like stirring.
You're not a witch.
I'm not a witch. I'm a warlock. No, I'm actually not a warlock. Not in this life.
I'm an alchemist of thoughts, and I turn those thoughts into abundance and willpower for other people, healing and
preach, brother. Continue telling your story. I mean, that's literally what we can keep doing. That's right. I choose. Okay, for anybody that has a difficult time to loop back around, okay, all the information, the everything. Native American stuff, the understanding that schizophrenia is more negative in the U.S. than it is in other parts of the world due to the natural conditions of our environment and just our culture and just the type of, you know, the differences in Western versus Eastern, you know, medicine, technology, understanding, spirituality, everything, right? So it's kind of that balance between the two, and also understanding that the best thing that really is it is just that's all we're doing. Here's information.
Might not be right.
It might not be right.
We know absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
And we are sharing with you our confusion.
Yep.
About what we interpret the world as.
Yep.
And we tried to describe it to ourselves, and then we tried to tell you about it, and then you tried to interpret it with your own brain, and you were like, what? And then you were like, oh, okay.
And it was successful. Yeah. And then it was, yeah, right? And then that's why we get emails and stuff. That's oh. It. And the list goes on, or like, and the story goes on, right? And the story goes on. But yeah, so this really is what this show is about, guys, is embracing and embodying and understanding that within you lies the ability to narrate and tell your own story. Step outside of yourself. Ask yourself, what role are you playing in your own life? Are you the antagonist? Are you the protagonist? What role are you playing in your life? What role do you want to play in your life? Is there an easier way to convince yourself that you can be happier? Why not?
Can you describe your life stories that hurt you in a way that you are not the protagonist and that someone else is the good guy and you are the bad guy? Really see what the problem you did is, instead of really blaming everyone else, just see what you can blame yourself for.
Yep.
And then you can kind of take that off of other people, and it kind of takes away your burden, kind of takes away your, I guess, like, weighs you down when you have grudges. Why would anyone want grudges?
Right.
Like, it's so...
It's just smudgy.
Just wipe it off.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's, and then,
wax on, wax off.
Yeah, why, exactly, right?
Yeah.
And that's actually a wonderful message to kind of close the last couple minutes of today's show with, right? Wax on, wax off. And I'm being like dead serious. Like, it's what it represents, the fundamental representation of what the wax on, wax off. Focus, be present in the moment. That's all Mr. Miyagi.
There's no marshmallow test. If you can ignore one marshmallow, you will get two marshmallows later. That's just like, I do things for myself in the future, and then I'm like, God, Colin, rock.
Yes.
Like 2 days ago I put a water bottle in David's fridge. Yes. And I was like, last night it was like, oh my.
It was perfect.
It was
a necessary water bottle.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was amazing. And it was like cold and fresh and like nothing. We had water, a bunch of water, but this just crisp and just delicious. And, you know, oh my gosh.
Divine timing.
Just divine timing.
Just know that you are 0.0001% of nothing and you matter more than
anything. Whoa, make sure to quote Colin.
No, fuck that.
No, it's okay. No, okay. Internet radio, man.
Okay.
Not regulated by the FCC. We are good. We can say F to the FCC. No, but we don't. No, but I mean, you know, not that they regulate anything.
Oh, life is good.
Yeah, life is good. It's.
I hope you guys are having a good life. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for the prayers.
Yeah, heavy. Thank you.
We're holding our prayers from 6:30 to 8. If you so want a moment of silence during that time, that'd be cool.
Yes.
Or during dinner or whatever.
Yes. We could actually, if you guys want to tune in, if you guys want to,
just like tune in to yourselves.
That's what it is.
At that time.
Tune in to yourselves, right? Tune into yourselves.
See what you can do to heal yourself at that time.
Yes.
And you will heal me, and you will heal dad, and you will heal us.
Yes.
Just work on yourself.
Yes.
Write down what you want to do for the next week. Like the thing, like 5 things.
That's right.
That's what I'm going to do right now.
That's right. And this is all about, once again, telling your own story. Taking action when you are inspired to take that action, acting upon your inspiration, knowing that you can leap and the net will appear, right? You have the power to tell your own story. Not only do you have the power, it is your right, it is your divine birthright that you get to tell your own story. All right, guys. Hopefully the information that we shared with you today was beneficial in some way, shape, or form. If there's one thing that we can share with you guys in closing, it is that we do, with all of our hearts, appreciate your time and your energy. Truly, all the unconditional love and appreciation and light and abundance and joy from our hearts and my heart and our hearts to each and every single listener and each and every single participant in Dave's Good Vibration Station, LA Talk Radio, Divine Mind Tribe, and literally just being a human being on this planet.
We are here to teach you as much as humanly possible, and we love you.
And we love you. That's right, guys. Tune it out. Dave's Good Vibration Station, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. We will see you next Sunday. And once again, 6:30 tonight, tune in with yourself. Heal yourself. Fix whatever you can. Breathe. Just breathe. 6:30 tonight, breathe with yourself. Feel free to email me anytime. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Love you guys with all my heart. See you next week. Peace.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.